Hi there, and welcome to Jedi-Sode. Jedi-Sode is an audio series based on the Jedi-hood message, and this particular audio, this episode, has to do with the calling being called. What does that mean? Now, we see Yeshua in the scriptures say that many are called, yet few are chosen, right? To be chosen is something a lot of us look at, but in order to understand what a chosen person is, we need to look at what a called out one is. What does it mean to be called? Now, Yeshua says many are called. So it's very hard for this person when people interpret what it means to be called and they complicate it, because this is just the culture we're in. We like to complicate simple things. It's a very simple matter. It's like a father coming to his son and saying, I want you to do this. Can you do it, please? And you do it. Okay. Then the responsibilities will increase as you fulfill what you're being called to do. Now, this is very hard for people who have not listened to the voice in the very simple things. Okay, when a person goes out there and gets themselves into a situation, the voice says, don't do that. And they do it, the next time it happens, the voice will speak a little softer. And a little softer and a little softer, to the point when you keep doing it, that voice will stop. And we need to understand that voice is to protect us from harm. When we ignore that voice, we get ourselves into trouble. And what we're in is a culture in which that voice has been turned off. And that we hear other voices based on perceptions, opinions, wants, desires, that sort of thing. When we listen to the Father's voice in doing the simple things by listening to Him, when we perform simple tasks, daily tasks, and we obey His word, when we get into a situation and He says, don't do it, we don't do it. When the situation comes again, it's more clear. It becomes so clear to the point you know automatically when the situation happens not to do it. You don't even have to think about it because the Father has told you not to do it. Now, the Father will also tell you to do something. And when you listen to and you do that, it becomes a little bit easier and a little bit easier. It becomes clearer. This person is at a point where when this person does something simple that other people would not necessarily see as a problem. But you see, the Father will work on other issues. Because you've already worked on these issues, He's going to look even deeper. Because He wants a clean, willing host. When we have performed in the simple task, He's going to call us to higher task. And this person was called, after 10 years of being silent, to go out there and give a message to people. And knew this message wasn't going to be popular, but needed to do it. Had the desire to do it because the voice was so strong. And it took about a year hearing this voice. He was calling me to do it. And knew it had to be done. Knew, because this person was at a point, we'll be honest, for some years was playing video games with a friend for a number of years. And had spoken to my friend about how futile it is to speak out on certain things because no one's going to listen. People are going to do their own thing. Our society's built in a way where it just seems futile. But the Father started to speak to me for a year or two after saying that. And knew that He said, do it my way. It's time for you to go out there and do it. You're using this as an excuse not to go out there and do something. Now, the Father sees the heart. He sees beyond what a normal person sees. Now, this person sees it very quiet right now. not a lot of people paying attention to this message at this point in time. But you read the scriptures about someone like Abraham, okay, or Jacob. If you read in Jubilees, for example, you'll see Jacob waited a number of years before he went to the land to get his wife. He waited a long time, okay? He waited a long time to perform. We see Abraham with that same situation. He waited a long time waiting on the promise, but knew the Father had his back. And that's when you know that you're walking according to the Father's ways. When you have faith, even though you can't see it right now, you have faith that he's taking you to a place you need to go because he wants you to be here so that it will lead to others to another direction. Okay, he wants to provide a weight at this particular moment in order to offset something that's going on. And new in 2016, especially during that time, especially when Star Wars was very popular, he wanted me to go out there because there was something going on spiritually around 2015, 2016. A lot of people felt it during that time. We were getting near the end of the Tetrad Moons, and we knew something was happening spiritually. People were changing. There was an awakening getting started. And I think we're on the verge. I'm just going to say it, just feel this, I'm allowing the Ruach to speak to me. Believe we're in the cusp of an awakening at this point in time. Don't know exactly what that entails, but know it's happening. And knew this particular year there was going to be something that was going to happen in this world, and told in a private email to particular people, said in the early part of the year, I said something's going to happen in 2020. I don't know exactly what it is. The Father's not telling me, but needed to say it to, so it's off my conscience, right, to tell, because was being told to tell. A lot of the emails sent to people, responding to people, are based on what the voice is telling me, because if the voice says to give you to give time to get to speak to this person, to give particular information, to give a word to this person, you got to do it. Okay, you got to take that time to do it. A lot of the videos, the messages, this audio series, this is based on the Father directing me to speak regarding certain things. As this, when this person originally started, was really looking at signs, but I'm at a point where Yah is saying, look, you already know you're supposed to do it. Do I have to make a big neon sign to tell you to do it? You already know already. Okay, you've already reached that level of maturity. When we see people like the prophets, like Yirmiyahu or Isaiah, okay, we see Ezekiel, we see these people, you know, Elijah, they have these pictures in which they're being called to speak to the Israelites, okay, in order to tell them to change their ways, to change their attitudes. You notice these particular prophets had a certain attitude about them. It was a denial of themselves in order to fulfill the calling to perform. Okay, when we have performed the daily task and have done it correctly, the Father's going to give us further and further responsibility. And it's a very simple thing. It's as if the Father's coming and opening the door. Okay, like if my father at home opened the door to my room and said, Yehunatan, Jonathan, John, want you to go and perform this task for me. We really need you to do this. Please do it. Now, this person knows, because this person obeys my parents, would do what he told me. okay, and would perform it, okay? He called me to do it. See how simple it is? It's very simple. We tend to complicate it because we're in a structure today that it's very much about gnosis, knowledge. But even after, honestly, we're even the past that point, we're into beliefs, especially this culture. We're really into beliefs, perceptions, opinions. And this is very, we put so much faith into these things when they change over time, okay? If you looked at yourself, okay, for example, and you looked at who you are a year from now, a day from now, okay, a day in the past, okay, and a day in the future, and you at this moment in time, these are three different perceptions, okay? Perception is simply a view that you see at that point in time, okay? It can be manipulated, okay? People will see what they want to see, okay? It's very easy for that to happen. And we put a lot of faith into our perceptions. When if these three people came together, they would disagree. Okay, if you took all your former selves and all your future selves and gave it to your present self, you would see you would have a big debate session. And a lot of people like activity. They like debate. They like saying, well, it's not this. I believe it's this. My opinion is this. You know, and we really put a lot of credence into this sort of discussion because we're a society that likes to have discussion, gossip. We're a very tabloid, yellow journalism type of culture right now where we just have to know every little detail about everyone's lives. When we're so focused on that, and we don't really spend our time where we should. Okay, and see the bigger picture of what we're supposed to do. We become so occupied into these things, and they take over our lives. We have so many situations in our lives. We have so many things we purchase in our lives that are not necessary. We know this. But we do it anyway because it gives us a sense of security, because that's what society has taught us. Now, before we got into this belief, you know, opinion, perception, that sort of thing, where when we have a majority of people who have this particular view, that makes it greater, makes it more true than a person, this minority type of group, okay? And we have to see, look, you could have a person who tells the truth. One person tell the truth and everyone tell untruths. You can have it the truth where no one tells the truth. Okay? Just because everyone's saying it's correct, you could have 100% of people saying something is correct and it's not. Now, a lot of us take science, for instance, and we take facts that we find in science, and we put it into our belief systems in order to cater to our beliefs, our theories, okay, our opinions. That's the wrong way to handle it, okay? We need to put our preconceived ideas down, okay? And we need a standard here, okay? We need to go to the one who sees all things, okay? Not just one little aspect of things. He sees all things. That's what the Father does. When we have His standard, His laws, His ways in our spirit, we can then look at the scientific evidence, and it will testify to His purpose. It will testify to His existence. And it's very simple. It's amazing how people can take facts and rationalize all kinds of crazy things when we need to put down our preconceived ideas and allow, okay? He will give us evidence if we are willing to listen and do what He says. It will become obvious. And some people just can't see it because they're based on their own belief system. They've created their own belief system, religious system, political system, church system, system, okay, that fits this box, and it has confused a lot of people. It's confused many people out there, and they think this is reality, that my views are reality, okay? Let's let go of that. Now, we're still, before the whole belief situation, we were into this knowledge sort of thing, okay? This belief thing, though, has been here for quite a few, this perception thing has really been an issue for the last 100 years or so. And that has really got us insane. But it's been around for a while. But when you even look further in the Greek and Roman thinking, they're really into knowledge. They see facts, and they allow the facts to interpret itself. And that is, this is going to sound crazy, but that has its own danger, because the facts have to point to a truth, okay? Facts do not necessarily speak for themselves. They are to help you point to the truth, okay? You can give a bunch of facts and information in a court case, but it doesn't prove whether a person is necessarily guilty or not guilty. Okay, there has to be a premise. It has to tell a story. Okay, and you have to allow that evidence to be under a certain truth. Okay, and now people will put a perception. You have the defense who gives their perception of the facts, and then you have, you know, the prosecution, and people would decide which perspective. We need to look towards the judge's perspective, and the father is the judge, okay? That's what the fatherly role is, because that's what ultimately decides, okay, is what's going to decide what the ruling is going to be. Now, he can decide to have a jury or whatever, but it is ultimately up to the judge. Okay, and that's what we need to look to. Okay, now in the Greek-Roman thinking, we're really into the knowledge aspect, but this has also confused us, because we look at the scripture and we look on it based of this Greek-Roman thinking. Okay, we look at a perfect example would be like a pencil. We see that it's yellow. We see that it has lead in it. We see that it's this size. I mean, those are great facts, but that doesn't necessarily explain what it is. Okay, we need to go in earlier thinking, Hebrew thinking. Okay, we look at the action. What does it do? You see what's being said? What does it do? Now, the facts can point, okay, to the fact that pencil writes, okay? But you can also take that information and come with a totally different conclusion. You could say that it's a placeholder, okay, or that it's something that they put on their ear to balance themselves, okay? People can create crazy, give crazy theories about certain things based on observation. Okay, but by looking at the truth, okay, the truths, and understanding you have a historical background. Okay, that's what's going on in the scriptures. We're given a background here, okay, that fills us in on what we're seeing today. When you throw out the legend, you can't understand what's going on. Okay, it's very easy to be deceived into thinking, for example, that the pencil is meant to just draw. Okay, but it isn't meant to write. You see how easy it is, okay, to go by personal observation alone. Because you may have saw just people just using it as a shading tool, but you didn't know it actually writes words. But if you had a understanding, a basis of why people needed to write and why they invented the pencil, Okay, it would give you much more understanding of what it is, instead of looking at, all these different facts, and these facts are great. We need to see the purpose, okay, of that tool. And the scriptures give points to purpose. That's what being called is about, okay? Calling is about the action being performed, okay? We're performing, okay? We're doing the writing, we're doing the drawing, okay? We're doing the performance of obedience. That's what it means to be called. Now, people will create titles of this, a called out one, a person who has received a mighty calling, that sort of thing. We need to bring it down to a much simpler, practical application here. Many are called. Okay, don't complicate this. Many are called. There are many people who have, for example, heard this message being given out, but many have denied it. That's not on me, that's on them, because they've heard the truth and they've ignored it. Because especially people who, it's so ironic, you hear people speak a Jedi code, there is no ignorance, there is knowledge. Okay? When they will ignore a message like this, okay, they will ignore what is being said. And simply by ignoring, that tells me that they don't even practice what they preach. That is about hypocrisy. If you can't even listen, okay, to truths being, to a message like this being given, and you ignore it because you don't want to hear it because it rubs you the wrong way, well, you're walking the wrong path, buddy. You're walking a path that's very different than knighthood. How can you be a chosen knight if you're not even hearing the calling, okay, to perform the task of knighthood? Okay, you have to hear the calling first. Okay? You can't just put the mantle on yourself. You have to show, okay, the Father that you're responsible in the daily task of submission. And when you have performed that task and you have shown the Father that you have performed, He will then come to you and give His accolade as He chooses it. Then you know that you are ready, and when you humble yourself, you can be given that mantle. Many people don't understand what having a mantle is, they have no clue what it means to be a servant and to serve. And it's very frustrating because you see people use words so lightly because it makes them feel good, because they use it as a thing, they use it as an object when it's an action, okay? And this is because we're under a Greek-Roman mentality of gnosis. We need to get back to before that in Hebrew and see the knowing, the relationship. How does it apply? Action. Action. That's what we need to see. What is the performance? Okay, someone could say they are this, that, or whatever, but if they don't perform the task, then they're not that. Okay, they can build objects that will make them feel like they're doing that, but that doesn't make it so. We can't just look at what people say at face value. You need to test it. You need to test it. Now, when someone's being called to perform a task, we need to pay attention to that, especially if the Father is telling them to do that, and they're saying the Father's telling them to do that. Okay? When they have performed in that calling, the Father is going to go to that person and choose that person. Now, he may not choose that person at that point in time. There's a time of patience. But the thing is, there is a time when you have prepared, when you're ready, that he will not just call upon you, but will choose you a particular purpose. He can rely on you. You have built reliance through relationship. And this is essential at this time because we're in a culture that does not understand. There's so many degrees, okay, away from what knowing really means. They can't grasp this message or the words of this message. They can't understand the language of this message because they're based on their own self-interest. That shows us that we're so focused on getting things we want instead of performing what he says. There is a difference. It is amazing. You could have people reading the scriptures for years, but because of their perceptions, can get it totally wrong. There are people who will take the words of the Yeshua and will twist it according to their own perceptions. You see this all the time, okay, in churches. But they will not be able to humble themselves and take away their preconceived ideas and allow the Father to speak through his word. And the word is clear, okay? People will make these false messiahs. They'll make these false Christs. They will create a person that fits with their religious system, their holidays, their ceremonies, their rebellious life, and think he's for them. When he will say, I never knew you, what's the knowing? The knowing is relational. When you relate with someone, it's not all about you. Okay? When we relate to a father, the father has the attention. And your intimacy determines your relationship. When we follow his words, when we obey his calling, and we do what he says, people are blessed. When we don't, people are cursed. And people are constantly being pulled to the curses because they see the fancy item that is in front of them and thinking that's going to give them real meat when it doesn't. Because this person looks to a lot of these different groups and there's just such baby talk because they can only see according to perception. And they'll complicate this perception. They'll write books about this perception. Lay it down. Lay it down now, okay? Because we all get humbled. When we strain at our own personal desires and make that our idol, the humbling's still going to happen. It's just going to take longer. It's going to hurt more. Let's get the humbling done now, okay, and look at his word and see what he's calling us to do and perform it. Now, some of us may hear the words of the Father and it's changing our lives. But when it changes our lives and he tells us to do something, are we going to set aside our interest for his interest? Are we going to lay aside our values for his values? If you're going to be in his house, if you're going to be in your father's house, people, are you going to listen to your values? Or are you going to listen to the rules of the house? The father's rules, the father's laws, the father's ways, the father's statutes. You see this all throughout Scripture. Okay, read the Psalms. Read Psalms 119. Commands, statutes, ways, precepts. His precepts, not our perception, his precepts. Precepts. Let's get that into our spirit. His ways, his statutes, his ordinances. Okay? His commands, let's get this in our spirits. When we focus on his precepts, when we hear his calling, we'll be able to do great works in his name, especially when we do it on the daily basis and get that established. He's going to come back and say, look, Yehunatan, you've been faithful with me these 10 years. You've listened to me. Now I'm going to give you a further truth. Now it's time. Now that your truth has been given, now it's time to put it out there so that you can perform my word. Now you're going to look at the views. You're going to look at things that people look at. You're going to look at the stature of man. Don't look at that. The Father looks at the heart. That's what it says in 1 Samuel. Okay, Samuel, the people looked to Saul, okay, King Saul, because he was a head above everyone. He looked handsome. That's what they saw. But the Father looked at David, okay? He wasn't even brought into the house by his father. And Samuel went to Jesse and said, there's another person that's being called. None of these people are it. When he saw him, he saw the Spirit rest upon him. He gave him that mantle, and that's why he was able to perform. People don't understand spiritual mantles. They don't understand that once it's removed in the spiritual realm, it's over. This whole thing is allowing witnesses to see what they're doing, what particular people are doing, so that they can see the error of their ways, and they can see the great falling of them. And great is that fall, it says in the scriptures. But the Father will lift you up. He'll lift you up in ways that you may not think he's lifting you. But when you're obeying his calling and doing what he says, he will lift you up. He will give you abilities. He will give you talents. Look at what this person has been able to do in giving this message. He's given me all this background in the past. He's given me legal right, because this person was there before these people, so have legal right, okay? He's also given me the ability to, for example, the website side. He's given me that ability. He's given me the ability to create videos, to speak in the audio, to speak, to write. He taught me for years. He was training me how to write effectively. In my occupation, he's showing me how to work with people. Okay, he showed me how to speak to people, but to be humble in doing it. This person looks at where this person is now, and he'll go to the past and see he's been training me in all this time, in all these situations, to perform a great calling for him. And to put all those talents to his calling, it makes you unstoppable. When this person starts to take my eyes off of the Father, kind of like Peter and Yeshua, when Peter was starting to fall in the waters, very easy, okay, for that faith to dissipate. But he will, if you stay focused on him, right? People look at it as a lighthouse, the legend. If you look at him and you stay focused on the Father, you will not fall. You will keep walking, okay? In waters, it speaks in Revelation what the waters are. They're peoples, nations, tongues. Yeshua is able to walk upon them, okay, and not fall. Okay, there's a lot of symbology. A lot of people don't understand spiritual thinking here. Okay, and that's why it's so important, especially to read the Torah, read the first 5 books. This person could give a lot of recommendations to a lot of books, and this person has read a lot, has read. For example, believe, actually see Jubilees and also Jasher, okay? If you read them, you especially a Jubilee sense, okay, there's definitely something there, okay? And yet we put more credence into letters, okay? That's like a personal email. I'm not saying, you know, Paul's commentary isn't beneficial for people, but we have to understand its place. when we take a letter that he would never equate with, for example, a prophet, okay, writing, or the Torah. He would never equate himself with that. And would, if he knew, okay, that they, it was being equated to that, he would speak against it, because people have created these fantastic doctrines, these incredible, complicated doctrines based on Paul's letters, because they don't understand what they're being pointed to. They're taking, again, Shaul's perception or Peter's perception, and they're putting it to creating their own opinions on things, and they create these great, fantastic, great doctrines which really have nothing to do with anything. But when we reflect on the source of truth, the Torah and the prophets, that's what Yeshua said, and then we take these writings and we reflect on them through, okay, these earlier writings, it will make more sense, okay? It will make a lot more sense when they say what they say. Instead of making a doctrine, okay, off of people's perceptions. The reason why we're so focused, okay, on these personal writings is because of our culture. We're based on perception instead of the word of the Almighty. We need to focus on his precepts, not our perceptions. That is what it means to be called. We need to be called today to do his will. And it's a very simple matter. It's a very simple matter. Don't complicate it. Know a lot of these people out there with their religious views, with their churches. And not to say there's people who are called with the Ruach in these groups, and sometimes they don't see it, but there are those who are willingly doing this, where they're creating their own dogmas in order to rise themselves up politically, spiritually, financially. Okay? They build their towers on greed and pride. And we see so many doing that today, but those towers are going to fall because we're going into a new time period. And Yah told me to say certain things at certain times, and this, when this person did it, it happened. And he said, aren't you glad you said it? Aren't you glad you said the words when you were supposed to? Because what that does is establish this message. Because people are going to go to the beginning of when this message happened, and they will see what was said at the beginning, and they will see, well, that's what happened, and that will solidify what this message is. A lot of people disagree with it, but where are they now? Okay, a lot of people have looked upon this message, but let them speak to my face. Let them speak to my face. This person will tell, the Father will come to me and tell them what they need to hear. And they will not like the ugliness that the Father is going to point out to them. But we need to see our ugliness. And there are some people out there who need to be humbled. And the Father will humble them. They will humble because this is the time we're in. In the previous ways that we've created for ourselves are not going to work. This is the time period we are in today, and speaks about it in the scriptures. If we were paying attention, we would hear the Father speaking to us when we read his word. We need to understand what he's saying at this time, and that's why this message of Jedihood is out there. Because no matter how ridiculous it may look to some people, know that the Father is using this to speak to certain people at this time who definitely, well, not necessarily want to make themselves known right now. But it's establishing a foundation for his word, for us to go back to the scriptures. That's what Jedi is doing. It's pointing back to scripture. This person is able to speak like this because I'm simply quoting his words. Now, do you think this person would still be able to speak like this after 4 years in this manner if this person simply went by my own perceptions? By focusing on his word, by doing his calling, by doing what he tells me to do, the words come. And they're able to be given at the appropriate time. And the conscience is cleared. Okay? If you're going to bed and you're hearing voices of what you need to do, okay, then you got a long way to go. You got a long way to go. And we need to be people who are willing to do what he says, to be doers. We have to do those things before we even think about being a knight or acting like a knight. We need to go back to what it means to learn, to be a learner. Some of you out there are rebellious learners. It's just the truth. It is the truth. We are very rebellious people. Especially when we think we can create our own doctrines and make them truth. When the Father says those towers will not stand, the Father needs to come to us today and to give us His Spirit, but we have to be willing to accept it. And that takes obedience, that takes surrender. We need to surrender ourselves and give of ourselves so that the Father can come back, so that the Messiah can return. Yah saves through those who obey and perform. Now, these prophets, these people did some crazy things. That's why they called them Yahoos, right? So, the thing, though, is what are they teaching? What are they pointing us to? What is their attitude? We need an attitude of submission. We need to be willing to listen. And when he speaks to us, when he speaks to you next time you get into a situation that you know can get you into trouble, listen to him and do what he says at that point in time. And when that situation comes again, obey him again, and obey him again, and obey him again. And keep doing it over and over and over again. Learn. Okay, his ways, that's what the learner is. It's daily practicing. And many of you need to learn, okay, again, need to know what it means to learn. Because many of you, this person looks at your titles and laughs because you really believe it. You really believe it, and you think because a majority of you have recognized these positions you made for yourselves, that justifies it. It doesn't. And this person who the Father brought before you sees it. He sees it. And he sees that the ways of the people are vain. He says, which of you can humble yourselves in my presence? Which of you can humble yourselves before your Maker and take orders? Because many of you are not willing to hear his voice. Many of you are not willing to hear from me. Why should I give you directives when you can't even listen to the basics? We need to understand right now what it takes to listen to his calling and to perform in the daily task he is telling us to do. Even though the world may see it in a certain way, what does he say? Are you willing to let go of your idols to do what he says to do? It's not a complicated situation. This is very simple. How can you expect children to listen to you if you don't listen to your parent? If you ignore your parent, listen to him, do what he says, obey his calling. When you have listened to his calling and obey his will on a daily basis, and you have performed it, and you have displayed that virtue of sincerity, honesty, of giving yourself for other people to defend the truth. You know how many people can't defend justice? It says to raise your sword only in times when justice must be said. When you are supposed to defend the weak and the innocent. But many of you raise your swords for your own lust and desires. Yet are very quick, okay, to put that sword down when it comes to an inconvenience. When it comes to a person who's doing wrong, yet is popular, and you are afraid to confront them, you have the spirit of fear. As many of you have said, fear is the path to the dark side. Many of you are afraid to hear the truth, to speak the truth, to perform the truth. And that's going to lead you into trouble. But for those of you who are out there that are willing to surrender to yourselves right now, and listen to the Father who speaks, and say, look, okay, I got myself into a bad bind. I got myself in a situation that I can't get out of, and it's just getting worse. The Father tells you, you're only going to get yourself in a worse situation. Keep doing it your way. See what happens at the end. You can say, look, I made a mess of it. I made a mess of my life. Okay, I made a mess of my life. And you could say, you know, Father, I'm going to listen to you. I'm going to obey you. I'm going to do what you say. And I'm going to start doing it today. And there's going to be times that I may be stumbling and falling, but I'm asking you in faith, okay, to lift me up in times of need. Because you know my heart, and you know what needs to be done. And I'm asking you, Father, to make me a vessel to do your will instead of my own. That's a repentant heart, and we need to see that sort of attitude in our culture. Not a bunch of people who think they know everything. All they know is their views. It's very easy to know a viewpoint. Let's get back to the knowing. And the Father will give us strength. He will woo us to his house when we are listening to him, and we see the greater calling. Didn't expect it to be this long, but am glad that this message has been given to you at this time. Knew there was a message that had to be given. You had to be in the right spirit to give it. And the Father's still testing this person. He's testing all of us. This person isn't always perfect. Yet when this person humbles himself and allows the Father to speak, his will is perfect. Okay? When he forgives your sins, you are not a sinner anymore. When you obey his voice, you are a new creature. Let's get back to his calling, okay? This is a message in the Jedi Sozo series. It's audio series. Hope you are enjoying this series. And I'm going to give more messages like this now. It could take a long time before another message comes like this again. I'm not setting a particular set of time points or time periods. I'm not that kind of person that will let the Ruach to speak how he wants, and he will say amazing things. You'll know when you have the Spirit when you go back to and you say, how did this person do it? How did it happen? Because it's not you. It's him coming to you and speaking. It says in Ezekiel that he would send fishers, but then would send hunters. In Yeshua's time, there were fishermen, okay? He's telling us to go to particular people. He's targeting particular people for us to wake them up so that they can perform the task the Father's asking him to do. And he is very patient right now, very patient. But slowly we're seeing the consequences of our actions. And it's only going to get worse until we learn to obey his will. Let's obey his will. Let's listen to our calling that he has given us. Let's be called. And maybe one day we'll be chosen to do more. Pray to the Father. Let's pray to the Father. Father in heaven, you know our lives. You know our direction right now. You know the bad choices we've made. You know the idols we've created for ourselves. You know the prostitution we've done. We've done things we didn't know we did. But you're showing us truths, and you don't want us to ignore it. You don't want us to go the ways of death. You want to build harmony in our lives. That's what these codes, what they're telling these people. They hear these codes, but you're telling them what it means to follow these codes. Show them what it means to follow these codes, your directives, okay, that they're basing their words off of. Let them go to you, the truth, the light of truth, that you can give them the abilities to do what you want them to do, to be called according to your will. Give them the strength to do this today. Give them a humble heart. Give them a repentant heart. And show them that they can still be a vessel for your glory. Okay? In the name of the Father and your Son, thank you, Father. So be it in your name. Anyways, that's it. Talk to you next time. Take care.